today, November 14th, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast, direct from Disney Motion, your source for full motion Disney video online.
Hi, I'm Marty Sklar, creative head of Walt Disney Imagineering. I've worked on many exciting projects during my years at Disney, and right now I'd like to tell you about the latest, Hong Kong Disneyland. This park is like coming full circle for me because my Disney career began at Disneyland, the first Disney park, and now I'm part of the creation of Hong Kong Disneyland on the other side of the world. Join me after the break to hear all about it.
Don't go away. Part 2 of this official Disney Online podcast will continue in just a moment. To view the entire full motion video of this story, visit us at Disney.com.
Welcome back. Hong Kong is a big challenge because you're going into the most populous country in the world, and it's not a country where Disney stories are known. The company is getting more involved in TV and publishing to get those stories and Disney brand better known in China before the park opens. For the first time, we're going to do three languages on the Jungle Cruise: English, Cantonese, which is the language of Hong Kong, and Mandarin, which is the language of the mainland and the common language of China now. Hong Kong has the most beautiful location we've ever used for a park. It really is just gorgeous. It's on landfill, halfway between downtown Hong Kong and the airport. The first time I was there in 99 or 2000, it was all water. And now 400 acres have been dredged up from the bottom of the Hong Kong harbor and placed to become land. There's a lot of challenges. How do you grow things in that soil? How do you build in a wet environment? Fortunately, we have some experience from Tokyo Disneyland. We face big engineering challenges as well as challenges in doing a show in another part of the world. But when you think about it, where is there a bigger opportunity anywhere in the world for American business than China? Hong Kong Disneyland, like all of our parks, gets touched by so many people. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about Imagineering. John Hinch, Imagineering's senior designer and my mentor, told me early on that you can't point to a project and say, I did this, because so many people touched it and made what you did even better. And I think that's also the essence of Imagineering. There's only one name on the door, the only name anyone knows from here, Walt Disney. Thanks for joining me. I hope you've enjoyed this look at some of the excitement and challenge of creating Hong Kong Disneyland.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Be sure to visit Disney Motion Showcase on Disney.com. To watch the latest and exclusive streaming video, including music videos, film clips, interviews, behind-the-scenes coverage, and events in and around the Walt Disney Company. Until next time...